Our next speaker is Tilakaratne, and his title is Single Leaf Punch Bioassay and Direct Imaging of Symbiotic Nitrogen Fixation in Legumes Using a Whole Cell Biosensor.
Good morning, everybody. I'm a postdoctoral fellow from University of Guelph, Canada. So I'm going to discuss a new method we develop in our lab to measure like symbiotic nitrogen fixation in legumes. So what is symbiotic nitrogen fixation? As you all know, in legume plants, like they produce these root nodules. Inside the root nodules, there are bacteria called rhizobia. They can fix the atmospheric nitrogen, and the fixed nitrogen can be supplied to the host plants. So how it happens? The atmospheric nitrogen is converted into ammonia. Then this fixed nitrogen is converted into amino acid. And the fixed nitrogen can be transferred to the above ground parts to the xylem system. But this is not the case for all the legumes. So based on the type of nitrogen transfer, there are two groups of legumes. So one is urate exporters and the other one is amino acid exporters. And in the urate exporting legumes, the fixed nitrogen mainly transferred as the urates and part of the small part transfer as the amino acid. On the other hand, in amino acid exporters, the fixed nitrogen transfer as the amino acid. And here you can see different crops for the urate exporters and different legumes here again for the amino acid exporters. So what are the different methods available to measure symbiotic nitrogen fixation in legumes? So here I have listed different methods. And you have seen commonly they use acetylene reduction assay and N15 methodology such as N15 dilution technique, natural abundance method. However, there are limitations associated with different methods. So some of the methods less reliable, time consuming, expensive, and also they need like non-symbiotic nitrogen fixation reference plants, and they can analyze only few samples at a time. So therefore, we need an efficient, low-cost method to measure symbiotic nitrogen fixation in large number of plant samples. So in our lab, we have developed a biosensor which can detect glutamine. So this is the E. coli bacteria, the genetically engineered one. So this has two main features. So one is it is auxotrophic for glutamine. So that means it can't synthesize its own glutamine. So in order to grow and multiply, we need to supply glutamine externally. The other feature is in the plasmid, it has this lux operon. So that means it can release light. So since it is sensitive to glutamine and it can release light or the lux, so we call this bacteria as glutamine lux bacteria. So how it works with this legume? So as I mentioned earlier, inside the nodules, it fixes the atmospheric nitrogen, then it converted into glutamine and transferred to the above ground parts. So if we can supply this fixed nitrogen or the transferred glutamine to our this glutamine lux biosensor, so it can absorb the glutamine, then it will multiply, then it will release more photons or the light. And based on this theory, we develop two approaches to measure symbiotic nitrogen fixation. And first one I call like liquid assay, and the special thing is here we can measure symbiotic nitrogen fixation using a single leaf punch. So how it does work? So here we just collect single leaf punch, then freeze in liquid nitrogen, then we grind it and take the plant extract, then we transfer into 96 well plate. Then we add bacterial growing media and a glutamine lux bacteria. Then we incubate and allow to luminescence to accumulate. Then we can measure the lux using luminometer. So based on this, we can calculate or compare the tissue glutamine level. The second approach is a qualitative approach, and we call this solid assay. So what we do here, we take the root samples and we freeze in minus 80 like 10 minutes. And we prepare like this agar plate which has our glutamine lux bacteria. Then we embedded our roots on the agar surface. Then we incubate it. So once the roots thaw, so it will release all the roots content. So if there are like high glutamine in the roots, the glutaminyl bacteria will start colonizing around the roots. Then with time, it will release photon. So using CCD camera, we can image this image and we can localize where are the high glutamine spots located. So first, I want to test whether this method is sensitive enough to detect different concentration of glutamine. So what I did, I prepared different agar discs with different concentration of glutamine and I did the imaging after incubation. As you can see here, this is the highest glutamine concentration. So this is sensitive enough to differentiate different glutamine concentration. So then I want to test whether we can use this method to differentiate or to identify the active site of symbiotic nitrogen fixation. So what I did here, I did a split root experiment using soybean plant. So one side I inoculated with the NIF mutant. So that means it can produce nodules, but it can't fix atmospheric nitrogen. And the other side I inoculated with the wild type, the Beta-Isobium Japonicum. So it can produce nodule and it also can fix the atmospheric nitrogen. Then I did imaging. And surprisingly, I found like very exciting results. And as you can see here, the site or the roots I inoculated with the wild type, so which can fix atmospheric nitrogen, like I got very high signal. As you can see here, this is like a heat map here. So that means it produced, like it fixed more nitrogen and it released more glutamine. So this method we can use to differentiate active sites of nodules from like inactive nodules and active nodules, and this is a very powerful method. And in order to validate this glutamine lux method to measure, quantify the nitrogen fixation, so I use two approaches. The first one is I want to test whether I can use this method to differentiate different rhizobial strains having different nitrogen fixation capacity. And in this case, I use lentil as the amide exporter and I use cowpea as the urate exporting legume. And in the second approach, I want to test whether we can use this method to differentiate different varieties having different symbiotic nitrogen fixation capacity. So in that case, I use common bean, which is a urate exporting legume. So in the first study, I test the effect of different rhizobial strain on nitrogen fixation of lentils. So here I inoculated the lentil plants using different, like four different types of rhizobial strains along with the control, which was uninoculated one. Then I measured the nitrogen fixation using our glutamine lux technology and I found significant differences among the different rhizobial strains. It was great. Then I want to test whether there's a relationship between the shoot total nitrogen and our method, and I found similar results compared to the glutamine lux method. Then, using N15 dilution technique, I measured the percentage of nitrogen derived from atmosphere. And as you can see here, we found like identical results to the glutamine lux method. Then I did correlation analysis, and you can see here, I found very good correlation between glutamine lux and the percentage NDFA. Then I use the second method, the solid method, to image the roots. So these are the roots inoculated with different rhizobia. And you can see here, like these are the one which we had high nitrogen fixation, and we can clearly image the roots and it shows the active sites of nitrogen fixation. That means nodules, the active nodules. So in the second experiment, I want to evaluate urate exporter inoculated in different rhizobial strains, so I use cowpea here. So I inoculated with four different types of rhizobia. Two of them are high nodulating and two of them are low nodulating, and I also had an uninoculated control. So as you can see here, two, they produce high nodule number, and two of them, they produce low nodule number. Then I measured the glutamine lux using single leaf punch assay, and as you can see here, these two produce high glutamine, or they fix more nitrogen compared to the other two plants, like inoculated with two different rhizobia. Then I measured the shoot total nitrogen, and you can see I got similar kind of results. Then I measure the percentage nitrogen derived from atmosphere, again using same N15 dilution technique. And again, similar kind of results to glutamine lux. Then I did the correlation analysis and I found a good correlation between the glutamine lux and percentage NDFA. This is for the urate exporters. Then again, I did image analysis using the plants inoculated with 4 different rhizobia and then inoculated one. And here also you can clearly see the nodules are like showing in red color. Then in order to evaluate whether we can use this method to screen different crop varieties, so here I use 4 different common bean varieties as listed here, and this is R99, is a non-nodulating variety. Then I measured the glutamine lux content using single leaf punch assay, and I found significant differences between these 4 cultivars. Then I want to see like whether our data match with the field trial data. So the field trials were conducted in 2 years in multiple locations, and you can clearly see here like we found this similar kind of results compared to the field trial data. Then I did imaging using the glutamine lux solid assay, and this OSC, RICO and MIST, they were the varieties having high nitrogen fixation, and you can clearly see like they had high signal or release more light. So based on these findings, like I came to following conclusion. So this glutamine lux biosensor assay is a new method which can use to measure symbiotic nitrogen fixation in both urate exporters and MI exporting legumes. And we use 96 well plate assay, and using the special feature is we use single leaf punch. And it's a very rapid method, very low cost method, and it's a high throughput to output method. And again, this method allowed to visualize the active sites of nitrogen fixation, and this method can be used to screen different rhizobia strain which has like different nitrogen fixation capacity. Also, this method allowed to screen different plant genotypes having different nitrogen fixation capacity. And other feature is here we don't need like any mutant plant, so we can go and measure even in the field condition. So now we are doing field trials in Nepal using around like 200 farmers field using different multiple legume crops, and we hope that this method will help like especially subsistence farmers in those countries in order to improve the nitrogen fixation in legumes. And finally, I would like to acknowledge my supervisor, Dr. Manish Raisada, and all the people listed here who supported during this period, and the funding agency from IDRC, and all our partners. And thank you very much. Actually, we are testing right now because this work actually from like 1 year work. Now we are testing whether like once we supply nitrogen, whether we can detect the nitrogen fixation, which coming from the soil as well as nitrogen fixation. So that's what we are doing in trials in Nepal. So his question was like, what was the chemical mechanism behind this method? So as I explained earlier, the legumes plant, they fix nitrogen, and there are 2 groups, amide exporters and urate exporters. So once they fix nitrogen, they convert into ammonium, they convert it into amino acid. So one of the major fixed nitrogen compound is the glutamine. So that's what we use for our method, and our method is very sensitive, and even it's sensitive than HPLC, and so that's why that's the mechanism behind this method. So we measure basically glutamine, so the fixed nitrogen converted into glutamine. Because in Uri's experts also, they transfer small proportion as the glutamine. And as I mentioned earlier, this method is very sensitive. Like you can even measure like fentanyl, like 10 to the power minus 15. And there's a paper like in 2012, like if you need more details. So we measured the glutamine, and we measured the glutamine using our method and the HPLC. Then we correlated, and we found very strong correlation between these two.
This is just really cool, but from your images, it looks like the high glutamine plants usually were the high nodulation, high nodule mass plants as well. So have you used nodule mass as a covariate to see how much additional information you get beyond what you get just from nodule mass?
Yeah, actually, like one of the experiments what we did, like we had four different rhizobial strains which had different nitrogen fixation capacity. So in that case, actually we had data only from lentils, and now we are going to do some experiment with using different mutant strains as well. So I can answer that question in future, like if we use different...
Measure nodule mass. Put it in as a covariate and see what you get. Yeah,
okay. Thanks. Yeah, thank you.
Right, thank you very much. Okay. Yeah.